your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second segment of the first half of the first hour. Boy, if you can follow that one, you can follow anything. Chatting with Stephen Lieb right now. We are talking about the potential of an incredibly profitable investment arena, i.e. commodities, in the relatively near future. Stephen, before we get into that, I want to talk about one other thing that to me is very important, and that is you mentioned in the last segment that money can solve virtually anything. I would have to say that, yes, in theory that's correct, but in the situation that the United States is in right now with the deficit, I think continuing to throw printed dollars at the problem is going to really get our country in trouble. You got any comments on that, sir?
Yes, I do. And Al, I just want to, modify. If I gave that impression that money could solve anything, I would say up to this point in my life, I have not seen a problem, an economic problem that could not be solved by money. Because up till this point, we've always had enough supply of what we needed.
Right.
And all it took was money. Even in 1973, during the first oil embargo, when OPEC, started thumping their chest and decided they wanted to take control, they embargoed oil because of what was going on in Israel, etc. It was still ultimately money that solved that problem. It was money that built up a massive defense that we had, and we were the only ones that could protect Saudi Arabia. Nixon made a deal, etc., and we had the petrodollar. And the Saudis really had no choice. But there was never a fundamental lack of supply of what we actually needed. We're in that situation today for the first time, probably, in the history of America. And that's how, that's how different this is from anything else. Don't make any mistake about that. That's what I want to make clear. Now, the national debt, I don't want to ignore that question. The national debt, Janet Yellen was asked yesterday, the current Treasury of the Secretary and current Secretary Treasurer, former Fed Reserve Chief, very intelligent woman, a good-meaning woman, etc., and has grown up with this kind of thought that when you have a problem, what you do is you throw as much money as you can at it, and, it should work, especially if you're the reserve currency, and you can spend as much money as you want, and no one's going to trouble you because ultimately they need those dollars to buy other goods. But the problem has become, how are you going to pay off the interest on this debt? Are you, if the, and her answer was, that's one of the senators asked her that yesterday, the national debt is like, it's ballooning.
Yeah.
This is like we're in, the Second World War. And maybe during the second, during my lifetime, I was not around during that period. And there we really did have to scramble for supplies. And there you really did have a lot of inflation, but it wasn't permanent and a lot of money. And, there were real issues. But in today's world, it's a war, but it's not a shooting war. Hopefully it never will get to that point. But the difference is, in today's world, if interest rates start rising dramatically, I mean, her answer was, we can afford, let me back up, her answer was, the national debt doesn't concern us. That's basically what she said. The reason is that interest rates are so low that we can afford to service the debt. The real problem with debt becomes when you cannot service it. And, we can't serve it. We could service it because interest rates are so low. But you're in a situation, as I was trying to explain, where you have massive constraints on supply, and you have people throwing money, creating debt, which is basically creating purchasing power. Everybody in this country has a lot of purchasing power now, and I'm happy for that in a way. But in another way, what if there's nothing to buy? I mean, I'm speaking figuratively. I mean, the answer to this question lies at the door of Economics 101. You don't need a graduate degree in economics or a PhD from an Ivy League school to figure out that if there's so much money out there and so few things to buy, you're going to have massive inflation.
You bet.
And you have Powell saying, well, inflation's been anchored over the past 25 years. No one's going to factor in inflation. Well, it's fine to anchor inflation if you have plenty of food around, if you have plenty of commodities around to satisfy all your needs. But if you run out of that, that's a fundamental change. That's full stop. That's a different world. And you're going to very soon, when I say very soon, months, within, not in 2050, but I mean, now, sometime during the next 12, 18 months, maybe, who knows, maybe sooner, you're going to run into a situation where inflation, because there's not enough goods to buy and there's a lot of, money out there, it just, again, economics 101, too much money chasing too few goods. You don't need an Austrian school. You don't need a Keynesian school to tell you that. That means prices are going to go up and continue to rise. And if the commodities are too hard to get out of the ground, which they will be in certain cases, copper might be one of them as an example. Silver could be, in shorts. There are so many commodities out there that could end up in very short supply. And that means money can only exacerbate the problem.
That's
and
right.
Make the problem worse and create inflation. So then you're faced with a situation where either you let inflation run wild, keep interest rates low, and that's just going to create more and more demand for, goods. And it's going to, create tremendous amounts of inflation. And you will just have something that is, it basically will shake the economy at its core, is what I'm saying. There'll be no basis to pay off, no way of paying off the debt. Either you can't pay off the debt or you have to starve people.
Steve, we've got to cut it here. Unfortunately, we've got to cut it here. That was a great example of something I learned years and years and years ago as an undergraduate in economics. That's called demand push inflation.
We have not really seen it on a long-term basis, but we are today, Al, and that's something that is ultimately the reason you've got to own commodities. You must. It's so essential. I'm not saying 100%. That's your decision, how much you put in, how you allocate your portfolio. But you must, and I have to emphasize that, for the sake, your own sake and the sake of your families, you must own commodities, gold, silver, et cetera.
Take a break right now, Dr. Lieb. Let me say, I've never heard in 40 years in the business, I have never heard an expert be so, so emphatic about purchasing commodities and commodity stocks right now. Stick around, going to be right back talking about politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.